With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana and the private prison company CoreCivic are at an impasse in negotiations to extend the company's contract to run Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby. Dan Villa, Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, traveled to CoreCivic's headquarters in Nashville this week with Montana Department of Corrections Director Reginald Michael for talks with the company.
You know, at this point, I hope they come back to us with a reasonable offer. If not, there are certainly other private prison operators who may be interested.
Villa said today the two sides agreed to some provisions, including extending the contract to 2021, but they could not agree on others, such as the per-prisoner rate that the state would pay CoreCivic to run the prison. Montana offered $69 per prisoner per day, while CoreCivic is seeking $75 per prisoner per day. CoreCivic spokesman Steve Owen says the company believes there is a way to find common ground. The company's contract is set to expire next year. The Montana Environmental Information Center and eight other Western states conservation groups are appealing yesterday's federal court ruling on methane emissions from oil and gas wells. A Wyoming U.S. District Court judge yesterday ruled that regulations put in place by the Obama administration curbing the burning of excess gas from wells, as well as more labor-intensive checks for accidental leaks, make, quote, little sense because those requirements will soon disappear. A spokesperson for the environmental groups called the regulations, quote, essential to the public interest, and that appealing this decision is the only option to stop what the groups call the Trump administration's rollback of health and environmental protections. At an energy conference in Billings today with Congressman Greg Jean Forte, Westmoreland Coal Company official Jesse Knoll said, despite its current financial crunch, its three Montana mines are profitable. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Knoll is the director for environmental and regulatory affairs for Westmoreland's U.S. operations. The Colstrip resident says he can't say anything above what's already been reported in the company's annual report filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. It's known as the Form 10-K.
Our mines produce cash. We've got some debt to restructure. And something's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Could be one of a number of things.
In its 10-K filing, it was mentioned one option was seeking protection from creditors under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code.
I can't tell you that those mines are profitable mines. They're good places to work. At the end of the day, we all hope they're going to be there, and they should be because they're profitable.
Knoll says the company currently employs about 500 people. He told Gianforte, last year Westmoreland paid in taxes about $39 million to the federal government, $34 million to the state of Montana, and another $11 million to the Crow Tribe. A number of factors are responsible for tough times facing the coal industry, the top being competition from cheap natural gas. Coal-fired power plants are also shuttering their doors.
That's tough for our industry, but we're just going to keep chugging along and fight through this fight and do what we can and keep these jobs in Montana.
Knoll and Todd O'Hare of Cloud Peak Energy both told Gianforte the pressure has eased somewhat under the Trump administration, as it's been rolling back environmental and regulatory measures they say were strangling their industry. And they still look to sell coal to customers overseas, especially in Asia. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The brewing trade war between China and the U.S. is making Montana farmers and ranchers nervous. Former Montana Senator and U.S. Ambassador to China Max Baucus tells MTPR that even prior to any new tariffs taking effect, uncertainty about them has a real cost to the ag industry.
A lot of Montana farmers, ranchers are going to wonder, gee, are these tariffs going to go into effect or not? How is that going to affect my planting decisions? What crops, when? Should I buy that equipment, that tractor now or no? Better not, because I don't know what's going to happen.
The trade dispute comes at a particularly inopportune time for Montana ranchers seeking to close a multi-year deal to export up to $200 million worth of beef through Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com. Miles City rancher and Montana Stock Growers Association Vice President Fred Wacker said today a contract needs to be finalized by the end of June to have cattle ready for delivery in 2018. He says final negotiations with JD.com are just getting started and hopes the trade dispute doesn't upend a deal. Chinese regulators yesterday included beef among U.S. products targeted for a potential 25% increase in import duty. The move came hours after the Trump administration unveiled plans to impose tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. Montana junior guard Ahmed Rory has announced his intention to declare for the NBA draft. He will do so without hiring an agent, leaving open the possibility of returning to the Grizzlies for his senior season. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Staff at the Missoula Independent Weekly newspaper will formally vote on whether to unionize tomorrow morning. A year ago, the Missoula Independent was bought by Lee Enterprises, which owns nearly 50 papers across 21 states, including in Billings, Butte, Helena, and Missoula. Last month, all 10 of the Independent's non-management employees supported taking steps to unionize. A formal vote Friday morning could make them the only current news guild in Montana and the second paper owned by Lee Enterprises to unionize. Alex Sackerson has been a reporter at the Independent for 9 years. Speaking for himself, he said in March that he wants a seat at the table to protect his editorial voice as changes are discussed at the newspaper.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I have every opportunity afforded to me to voice my concerns to my higher-ups and make sure that they're heard.
Employees at another Lee-owned newspaper, Wyoming's Casper Star Tribune, voted to form a union in February. Seth Klammen, a reporter at the Star Tribune and a member of the Casper News Guild, says it now appears management at the paper is retaliating against employees to punish them for unionizing. The Star Tribune Wednesday laid off editor Elise Smelzer, who recently was recognized as Wyoming Young Journalist of the Year. Smelzer was not a member of the union. Klammen says management's explanation that Smelzer was fired for financial reasons is hard to believe because managers recently told staff there'd be no layoffs.
If you're trying to find a way to break morale or get people to leave who might be drivers behind a unionizing effort or people who are going to play hardball at the bargaining table or whatever it may be, if you're trying to hurt a union effort, then a cynical person could say a good way to do it would be to lay off a very popular reporter.
Casper News Guild expects to begin its collective bargaining meetings April 19th. The publisher of the Casper Star Tribune declined to comment on the Casper News Guild or Smelzer's firing. The publisher of the Missoula Independent and a representative for Lee Enterprises could not be reached by deadline. Non-management staff at the Missoula Independent will vote on unionizing Friday morning. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.